think there's been a lot of conversation, or not lack of conversation, maybe, of what is happening and what are the potential impacts of what's happening. So the main goal is to make sure that we have reliable generation up here, and that's been some of the concern. If we simply rely on transmission, that doesn't put us in a very good competitive position, I don't believe, in the Upper Peninsula. And so if, in fact, Presque Isle is the problem as far as the generation side of it, then we have to find a solution to that. So I think what we're looking at right now is a combination of both. There's going to be some generation, there has to be, and there's also going to be some transmission coming along the way too. But how that unfolds is still a little bit unknown, and I know that the administration's in the middle of some conversations with some of the key players involved in this, trying to come up with the best solution. So hopefully we get there, but we have to stay diligent and stay on top of it, because this is definitely going to affect the Upper Peninsula's future for years to come. You know, right now, the Upper Peninsula, it feels like we're on the end of a cord, and everything we're relying on is coming from down south, mainly from Wisconsin. And we appreciate that partnership, but at the same time, that's not a good position to be in when you're on the end of a cord. You want to find a way to make that power flow, and that's something that probably hasn't been discussed a lot in the past. And now we're starting to have that conversation, and part of the solution here potentially is the fact that we, instead of being on the end of a cord, we take a look at making an entire loop. But we need to be tied into Lower Michigan as well. That's the heavy lift. Don't know if that can be done, but that's one of the things being talked about.
Now, when we look at this Presque Isle power plant situation, this group, MISO, or the Mid-Continent Independent System Operators, have put together this plan that basically says that the power plant needs to be in the grid for backup, but now they're saying that that's then the UP's financial responsibility, which doesn't to me seem all that fair. And I'm sure that that's what folks are saying that have contacted your office and other utilities that you've talked to. What are you trying to get done and hopefully be able to convince them that to change in this plan?
Well, we're getting them, I sent off a resolution pretty much saying what you just said, and that we don't think it's right, and the fact that you've got a footprint, and all of a sudden you change that footprint and carve out one entity, meaning us, doesn't fly with us, and that's not appropriate. I think you're putting that type of a burden on everybody that is unsustainable. So at this point, pressure is still on to rethink that, or at least revisit it, and we need time here. That's part of the problem. They make a decision like that without giving us time to adjust to what's about to happen here, and so I think there's going to be cooler heads will prevail, and I think you'll see some adjustments here to get us to that point. At least that's the hope, and we're going to keep pressing for that answer, because I think this can be solved. I really do believe we got some answers to solve it, but you just don't build power plants overnight. That's kind of where we're at.